Hi there again. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo speaking to you right here on your favorite radio station. Today, I'm going to be having one of the pieces of literature that the Lord gave me quite some time ago to be read over the air and then also to be placed on our website. We've been distributing this piece of literature for a long time, and if you'd like to have some for your church or if you're a distributor of Alamo literature, well, then you can order as many as you like and distribute them. It is reputed to be one of the pieces of literature that has won many, many souls. We have a few letters also, but right now let's go up to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to bless, to anoint with this service. Father, we ask that you pour out the anointing on this service. Fill my mouth with the very things that it is that you want said. Anything that I or anyone else could possibly say would be of no value. Only the things that you say in and through us will bring forth life. There's no one that can be led to the Lord but through the Holy Spirit, and I pray that you fill me with your words and this message this evening. On this day after Thanksgiving, that is, it's about 3.5, 4 hours past Thanksgiving over here in the state of Arkansas, Texas. And, Lord, I ask that you open up with your spirit the spiritual mind of everyone and the spiritual eyes so that they're able to understand and that they'll be able to see, open their eyes so that they'll be able to see and hear the things that the Spirit saith unto the churches. And Lord, you said you'd pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and you do that through people like myself, ministers of the gospel that really believe your word, that every literal part of it is literal and every symbolic part of it has a literal meaning. Lord, that the church will be lifted up and made strong and stronger, and that the souls in the world will be able to recognize that you truly are the one and only God, and that Jesus, you're the one and only Savior, and that no one can keep the commandments unless you, Jesus, with the Father by the Spirit, enter them and keep them powerful as they continue on to the end. There's no one that can be saved unless they first get saved and continue to the end. Your word says, all those that continue to the end shall be saved. Lord, we ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus, and everybody says, amen.
Amen.
All right, now where's the first letter from, Michelle?
From Los Angeles, California.
All right, let's hear it.
Dear Pastor, Lord bless you always. I know He will. Thank you so much for telling the true gospel to the lost and dying souls. I am writing you on behalf of my ex-wife's mother and father. They were saved by your literature. Praise the Lord! Exclamation point. I sent them several tracts in Spanish. They were Catholic, but the Lord Jesus Christ said, quote, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues, unquote.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say that I attack the Catholic cult. I would never attack any human being at all. All I try to do is distribute literature or bring messages on tape or on television that will cause them to be saved. So how could that be that I'm against them? But for this, for the things that I do by preaching the gospel, what that cult has done is attacked us so fiercely that they've actually caused my wife and my now deceased wife and myself and hundreds of our followers to be put in jails, and they sent me to prison on false charges of that I'm failing to pay income tax and all sorts of other ridiculous charges. And they've had me in court on so many different false charges. It's unbelievable. The only one they ever won was when they got a bunch of backsliders from this church and paid them to lie and let a couple of them that were on drugs that had been placed in prison for drug charges. They let them loose if they testify falsely against me. And then they took all the people's property away that we'd been working so hard for down through the years, building and saving and scrimping to build for the brothers and sisters in the church. We have never done that to them. We've never taken anything away from them. We've never threatened their lives like they have us for years. And then they say, we are anti-Catholic. Well, that we rejoice in so much that we've been persecuted like the other prophets have been. The Lord tells us to rejoice because the other prophets before us have been persecuted this way. And they said, and Jesus also said, they persecuted me. And if they persecuted the master, they will also persecute his followers. And so when they say that we won somebody's soul out of the Catholic cult, and the Bible says to come out from among her because they've literally crucified people. It was the Roman Catholic soldiers that crucified Christ. And they've burnt millions of Christians. History books tell you that. Down through the ages, and they fed Christians to the lions, true Christians. And at the same time, they're calling themselves Christians. What a facade. It's a political organization, and I'm not against the people in it at all. I'm just trying to win their soul. That's legal according to the Lord. But what they're doing is totally illegal. All those people that went down and murdered the people at Waco, Texas, those little babies, they said, well, they were abusing those children. You could tell that those children were happy because they were on television. And they accused them of abusing, but they're the ones that burnt them to death and their moms and dads. You know, and the people believe this garbage, and so naturally we don't hate the people. We just hate that doctrine that they should persecute everyone and call everybody a cult that doesn't belong to that Catholic cult. We're not a cult. Anyone that preaches the true word of the Lord is no cult. And some of the people out in the world, they don't know who to believe because they've never read the Bible. If you would read the Bible, you would know that the things that we're saying are directly from the Bible, and that anyone that preaches the Bible is not a cult. Anyone that preaches anything other than the Bible is a cult. All right, so the Vatican, the popes, all those people renounce the Bible. They say that evolution is on the same par as the Bible. And that is so anti-Christ. It's unbelievable. The Bible says that this Vatican organization, the world government, Roman government, and the cult, the cult that runs the government, the governments of the world, and also the media, these three are the Antichrist. The Antichrist is not one person. It's a combination. It's a body of people, a corporate body of many millions of people. Just as the body of Christ is a corporate body of many millions of people that believe in Jesus and would never think of killing or hurting anybody or throwing anybody in prison on false charges or smashing babies as King Titus of Rome did in 70 AD. And since that time, the Jews were dispersed all over the world. And as a sign that we're in the end times, the Lord delivered the Jews back to their homeland early in 1947 and 48. Okay, so this is the sign of the end time, and that we Jews would be preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. Now, the Gentiles don't have any... don't get any credit for writing the Bible. We Jews are the ones that wrote it. And so we don't need you telling us what it says. You have to listen to us, because you people have goofed the Bible up to the point to where you're all falling away from the Lord. I mean, I've never heard so much heresy in my life. Actually, when I first got saved, I was listening to some of these supposed to be top evangelists that I always thought were highly respected in the Gospel Field, and I was a baby Christian. I just learned a lot of the Bible, and I heard some of these supposed to be big time preachers preaching such heresy. It was unbelievable. And I yelled out to Sue. She was in the kitchen. I said, "Sue, Oral Roberts is saying that stuff that is absolutely false that's in the Bible." And she just started laughing. She says, "Okay, you're learning. You're learning." And the same thing with Billy Graham and all these big people that people admire so much. And then she said, "Look at Tony, the way that Billy Graham gets big crowds is that the Catholics all go to his meetings, and the Baptists, they vow he will not come into a territory and preach unless all the Catholic, quote, churches, unquote, and Baptist, quote, churches, unquote, will go into those meetings. And they have to say that they're going to dedicate so many buses to bring their whole church to those meetings. And they actually instruct them to go down. Now, Billy Graham preaches a very good salvation messages, but then on the other hand, he turns around and states that he doesn't know whether homosexuals, adulterers, and fornicators will go to hell. So, in other words, that leaves those homosexuals and adulterers and fornicators to a doubt in their mind. They say, "I guess we can continue on." And if old Billy doesn't say we're going to hell, well, then I guess we're not. If he doesn't know, then how could we possibly know? But I said, I just pray that God will open the door for me to let people know that what they, how weak they are and how false they are. The Bible says that this would happen in the last days, that the people that were once saved will fall away. They will allow Satan to enter into the temple of God. Know you not that you're the temple of God and that you don't belong to yourself? And so what happens is they have allowed Satan to enter into the temple of God to that they're now calling Satan God, because people can't get saved with false doctrine. People are only saved by the Word of God. Faith comes by the Word of God, and that's what we're reading tonight, is God's strong man. This is the piece of literature that the Lord gave me. The strong man is the man that has faith in God's word, not in heresy, false doctrine. And that's what 99% of them are preaching today. And there are, there's some out there that are preaching the truth, and then you listen to them on some of their other broadcasts, and they go way off track, like God just loves you unconditionally. And that's wrong. God always has conditions. Amen?
Amen.
It says, "If you keep my commandments." That word "if" is conditional. Amen?
Amen.
And that love, God just pours out his love unconditionally on everybody. And that is so false, it's unbelievable. You have to read the Bible to know that. He said, by faith in his real word, you're saved. And by doubt in his real word, you're lost. So we're going to get into that just a little bit later. But I'm just so happy that millions and millions of Catholic people that were in the cult are coming out now and joining our true church, the actual Church of Christ, the Church of God, which is the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem. And because if you don't believe the Word of God and read the Bible so you can tell whether I'm telling the truth or not, and order all my literature, turn to our website. Our website is
alamoministries.com.
Okay, just look in there and start reading it for yourself. It won't cost you a penny, and if you want us to send it to you, you want to become a distributor, we'll send it to you free of charge, Bibles, everything. We never will hit you up for loot, for money, okay? All right, let's continue on with this letter.
They did come out of her. In fact, they threw away their dumb idols, which neither can talk nor hear, nor do any good. They told me to thank you for helping turn my life around. Thank God for you, sir. Could you please put them on the mailing list? Here is their addresses. They speak only Spanish. Could you also send them message tapes in Spanish?
Absolutely. Another thing, too, is one of the people from France said, "Do you have somebody that we can call in your ministry that is French?" And yes, we do. And if any of you other people that speak other languages would like to be on our telephone room, and you'd like people to call you so that you could minister to them some of our literature, or read some of the literature to them in your language, or if you'd like to translate it, we will be able to have send them literature in the language that we don't have already. I guess we've got about 30 different languages or more that my literature is in. But I speak only English, and I speak poquito Spanish, very little. Mm-hmm. But poquito mucho, very mucho poquito, very much little. All right, so so we'd like to have a phone room all over the world. If you want to be one of the phone prayer people, just contact us. And if you're a reader of this literature and you believe the way I do, you believe the way that God says it is, well, then you will be happy to put you on as a phone answering person. And just let me know. Glory to God. Okay, then what?
Thanks so much, sir. Lord bless. I hope to see you again soon. Yours in Christ, Kelvin.
Okay, praise the Lord. Then what?
The next letter's from Ashanti, Ghana, Africa. Dear Pastor Tony, greetings of love, peace, and grace and happiness to you in the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. Prison Youth Fellowship of Ghana especially appreciates your favorable consideration, love, and concern you have for the work of God. Our reason of saying this to you is that Prison Youth Fellowship has received Christian books, Bibles, and many other Christian material items from your address. We are grateful to the Lord for the way He is using you as a blessing to many, winning more souls for Christ at this end time. May His holy name continue to be glorified through you in Christ. Prison Youth Fellowship of Ghana was formed 3 years ago to worship the Lord. This fellowship was formed to help the inmates of prisons to study the Bible and repent.
You know, a lot of people think that Africa is, you know, that people are still running around the jungles over there in loincloths. That's ridiculous. They've got big buildings. They have cities there just very much like New York, Detroit, Cleveland, and places like that. A lot of the people are there don't want to work in the fields anymore. Many of them are very educated, and they work in office buildings. And I asked them, what about the jungles over there? And they said, what jungles? We don't have any jungles over there. You must be talking about South America. Okay, so you hear all the, what about the people in deepest, darkest Africa? And by the way, they say that you can actually hear the tom-toms and watch the people dancing around a fire or something. But they said, that's ridiculous. Okay, so you can tell how intelligent these people are, you know? Amen?
Amen.
And how godly they are. A lot of them are university people, and they're moving into our church like crazy. I mean, they're asking for letters from us that they might move into our ministry down here to learn it more, even pastors. And I really thank and praise the Lord for it, because they come here dressed in suits. They don't have loincloths on or anything like that. So get that. Or they don't bring any spears with them or torches and stuff like that. All right? They're dressed in suits and ties. And they realize that there's very few people in the world that are preaching the true gospel. And even they said they want to come here. This is where they feel the anointing. Amen?
Amen.
I don't want to say anything unless it's directly from God Himself. All right, then what?
Your literature has helped many inmates that they take Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior and come out of prison to become full Christians. Such people go out to witness Christ to the lost souls and bring them to Christ's kingdom. Churches, individuals, companies, and others donate items like Bibles and books to the fellowship to care for the inmates. We are appealing to you to help us with literature, Christian books, and Bibles to distribute to the inmates to study the Bible. Beloved, Prison Youth Fellowship is a northern sector. The head office is in Kumasi. We are working with 16 prisons, and we want every inmate to get a copy of the Bible and your literature. We are praying.
Well, the way we do that is if a person gets saved and they show an interest in reading the Bible, then we'll give them one. But just to distribute Bibles to people that have not yet committed themselves to the ministry or to the desire to learn, because I know before I was saved, I didn't want to read the Bible. And there was a complete change that came over me once I found out that God is real and he was very vibrant and how intelligent that he knows everything and knows everything that we're thinking. And that happens all the time with me. I might be beginning to say something, and then all of a sudden the Lord will say, no, don't say that. And I'll say, what is it then? And he'll tell me. And I'll go off in the direction that he wants me to go. So I know that he knows what I'm planning to say before I even say it. Now that really builds my faith all the time, you know.
Amen.
And if you get to know the Lord that well, and he's easy to know if you read his word, you'll know him more and more as you read his word. Okay, then, so you'll get to know him too. It takes time because he's vast. You're not going to learn him overnight. I've studied now for 41 years, and I have to keep reading. And because the reproof of the word of the Lord is the way of life, and I learn something new every time I read the Bible. Okay, or anything that I, when I hear testimonies like this, it just refreshes my mind and my spirit. And when I even read some of these pieces of literature that the Lord has given me before, it quickens my soul, and I just say, God, that is so beautiful, you know? It is so beautiful and so true. It just never ends. It's just like Bible. Okay, go ahead some more.
We are praying and looking forward to hearing from you soon, thanking you and all. Yours faithfully, Cameron from Ashanti, Ghana, Africa.
All right. You got something else there?
Yes, the next letter is from Andhra Pradesh, South India.
Dear okay, beloved, I think we'll make this the last. I don't think we'll do that one today because there's several others I see that you have, because I think we're going to run out of time. How many minutes have we used up so far?
22.
We're going to have to start with this piece of literature, God's Strong Man. Okay, let's go.
Quote, how can a man enter into a strong man's house and plunder his goods, except he first binds the strong man and then plunders his house, unquote.
Now, the reason I don't read these tracts is because I've written them all right, but I'm legally blind. That doesn't mean I'm stone blind by any means. I can still see, but I can't read fast enough to read this literature to you on the air. It would take a long time, and so that's why I didn't want to go on TV, but there's so many offers for me to go on TV that I'm going to do it, and I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and let you people see how blind I am and how necessary it is for me to have other people in my ministry read for me and do other things for me. Otherwise, it's like the Apostle Paul said, if he didn't have good eyes, if he had good eyes, people would probably exalt him to no measure, to a tremendously, they'd maybe worship him or something. And boy, I'm very jacked up, and so no one would want to, I don't think, would worship me. Hopefully they never would. I get such good mail and everything, but on TV you'll see me, you know, I'm just a real person, and that's it. So go ahead and finish, but that's why I have different people reading for me. And I'm going to intend to have Buster on with me. You people have heard quite a bit about him. He's a real good, faithful Christian, and he has so many different testimonies to tell of things that he does every day and other people that he's witnessed to, things that happen through them. We have all kinds of testimonials from different people in our church, and we'll have them on too. You'll get to know the whole bunch of us. All right? Okay, let's go. Come on.
The Word of God, in the spiritual language of the Bible, says the one who has faith in God, in his word, is the strong man. When the strong man begins to doubt God's word...
You want to know why? Because by faith, all things are possible. Amen?
Amen.
There isn't anything that we can receive from God except by faith. By doubt, we receive nothing but damnation. By faith, we're saved, and by doubt, we're damned. Okay, keep reading.
When the strong man begins to doubt God's word, he is entered into and plundered by the original evil spirit that was once in him and cast out, and, quote, seven other spirits worse than itself enter and live in him, unquote, within the temple of God, the person who once had faith but now doubts. Quote, and the end of that man, once he has doubted God, becomes worse than at first.
And the reason for it that it's worse is because they can't repent. There's no more forgiveness for them. And it was hard enough to get you saved in the first place, but Jesus said in the book of Revelation that he died once. He said, "Behold, I am him who was dead, but behold, I'm alive forevermore." And he says, that's it. Yeah, I'm not going to die again. That means, okay, if I'm alive forevermore, that means I'm not going to die again. Amen?
Amen.
And so he died once for us, and that shows as much love as he needs to show. If that wasn't enough for you, well, then you don't deserve to be saved according to God. Now, if you're not happy, if you're not satisfied, if you don't believe that that was a great thing for him to do, to die for you and for me and shed his blood for you, go to hell for you, and then raise from death, hell, and the grave, well, then you deserve to go to hell in the lake of fire. Okay, then keep going.
And the end of that man, once he has doubted God, becomes worse than at first, before he was saved. Such will happen to this evil generation of doubters. Satan, who is the prince of the power of the air, is constantly at work, cutting subtle grooves of doubt into everyone's mind, heart, and soul, till doubt virtually is embroidered into the souls of every human who is not busy building his faith by both studying and receiving the Word of God.
Right. There's no way that you can receive faith unless you read the Bible. The Bible says that faith comes into you by hearing or reading the Word of God. And that's the only way that faith is acquired. Okay? By the masses. Now, Lord put some faith in me by showing me, by having a supernatural experience that happened to me, that same thing has happened with the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. He had some faith. He says, what is it, Lord? He said, he knew it was the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what the Lord showed me. I hadn't read the Bible, but he showed me some faith enough to seek what it was that the Lord wanted me to know. So he sent him over to Ananias' house to lay hands on him so that these scales that appeared on his eyes would fall off, and that he would be able to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. With me, I had no idea how horrible the spiritual world was down here on earth. And the Lord had me. He didn't tell me to go to some man's house or anything. I just had it in my heart to go seeking, where do you find the truth about God? I know he exists now, Lord. But where do I find the truth? Or what? Is there a book? Or do I go to? So I went from one church to the other. First one I picked was the Catholic, quote, church, unquote, and that man didn't know anything. He said, you've obviously had a supernatural experience with the Lord, when I told him what happened. Read my piece of literature, Dry Bones and Signs of the Times, and you'll see what happened to me. And finally, I found him in the Bible. And the same spirit that came down to me in the office in Beverly Hills started hitting me as I started reading the words from the Beatitudes in the Bible in the New Testament, and I knew that I'd found the truth then, because the same feeling that I got when the Lord was speaking to me in the office came down upon me at that very time. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, to know what's right. For they shall be filled, you know. And I felt the Spirit coming down when I was reading those words. I knew I found the truth. And I was afraid to read the next sentence and the next, because I thought, this is just too good to be true. And some people say, if it seems too good to be true, then it isn't. But I found out that every line was true. And it was true, and it still is true, and it always will be true. 41 years of reading those lines, and I've never found any discrepancies yet. Okay, keep going.
The mind can be the storehouse of God's Word, or it can be the storehouse of doubt. God works differently than the prince of the air. God wants his people to constantly ask of him that we may constantly receive of him. Constantly seek him that we may constantly find him. Constantly knock that he may constantly open unto us.
Well, so how do you seek God? You seek God. The Bible says that the Word is God. So you seek God. When you open the Bible, you're looking at God.
Amen.
That isn't just a book. That book, the Word of God, is God. So if you're seeking him, just that's what it means. Some people think you whisper in the air or something like that. You can't find him that way. He's the Bible. The King James Version of the Bible. And to get a fuller understanding of it, you speak Greek or Hebrew. go into those Bibles, the original Hellenic Greek or the Hebrew, and it'll match up very close with King James. And it says it maybe in a little different way, but it all means the same, okay? And there are, because if in any translation you'll find a couple of things that were not understood by the translators, but you'll find out the reality of it by reading the original writings of the Hebrew, the Aramaic, and the Hellenic Greek, which is the Greek written and spoken by Jews. Okay, then go ahead.
God's word instructs his people to fully arm and armor themselves with his power.
His word, yeah. His power is his word. Then what else?
Faith in his word, that they may become men of power. This power is attained only by faith in God's word, and, quote, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, unquote. Faith in every word of God cuts invisible grooves of Holy Spirit power into the heart, soul, and mind of the believer. Faith in God's word is the only power that will save the soul from an eternity in hell and the lake of fire. Quote, the just shall live by eternally by his faith, unquote. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Quote, by the law of faith, unquote, Romans chapter 3, verse 27, faith in God's word is the only power that closes the door of our soul to every invasion from Satan, the prince of the air. Quote, whatsoever is not of faith is sin, unquote, Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Faith and doubt are similar in one way. The one you have determines where you will spend eternity. So, quote, stand fast in the faith, unquote, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. For, quote, by faith ye stand, unquote, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. Doubt gives the assurance of hell and the lake of fire and strengthens the likeliness of sickness, disease, and every other infirmity, mental, spiritual, or physical. Faith saves us and cures all these infirmities. Faith must occur before you are saved, cured, or delivered. You are cured by faith in God's word, which pulls out those hidden roots of doubt. Jesus said, quote, every plant of doubt which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up by faith in God's word, unquote. Jesus said, quote, the thief, satanic doubt, cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I, Jesus, am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly, unquote. Jesus came to destroy the world of doubt. Jesus said, quote, think not that I am come to send peace with doubt on earth. I came not to send peace to doubters, but a sword, the word of God, which dissolves destructive doubt and builds eternal life, heals every disease, sickness, or infirmity, ends financial problems, and gives deliverance from all evil, unquote. Quote, for I am come to set a man who has faith at variance against his father who doubts, and the daughter who has faith against her mother who doubts God's word, and the daughter-in-law who has faith in God's word against her mother-in-law who doubts God's word, unquote. Quote, and a believer's foes shall be they of his own household, those who doubt, unquote. The Apostle Paul tells it like this, quote, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness, believers, with unrighteousness, doubters? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, one who doubts God? Unquote. John chapter 1, verse 1 describes the word of God as being one of the names of our Lord. Throughout the entire Bible, including Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, we know the Word is God, and our Lord is the Word of God. Jesus is the only one equipped to mediate God's thoughts with his merciful, faith-giving power, his instructions of life to us. Faith in God's Word destroys the most dangerous, damning disease of all, which is doubt. That is why the Apostle Paul, in speaking of God's armor, exalts faith above all armor. Quote, above all, taking the shield of faith, unquote, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Jesus is the total, ultimate concept of God the Father. He is deity, speaking his own word of power, that we might, by faith, receive his power, the word of God, into ourselves. Jesus said, quote, the words which I have spoken to you are spirit and life, unquote. With faith the size of one grain of mustard seed, Jesus said, quote, not even one thing that God has promised those who believe will be impossible to you, unquote. Quote, the words that I speak, I do not speak of myself, but my Father who abides with me does these works, unquote. We can only become children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, the Word, Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. However, the Apostle Paul stated, in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, unquote. Jesus said, quote, he who loves me keeps my word, and my faith and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make a place of abode with him, unquote. A person who says, quote, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, a doubter, and the truth, the faith in God's word, is not in him, unquote.
Right. Because him is the word of God. If you say you believe in him and you don't do what he says, he said, you're my friends if you do everything I say. So you're not his friend, and you're certainly not a Christian if you read the word and then defiantly refuse to do what he says. And so you're certainly a liar, and the truth is not in you if you read what he says and then don't do it. You don't believe in him. You doubt him, because he said, if you don't do what I say, you're not my friend and you're not going to heaven. But you truly are, one thing for sure you'll believe is if you don't do what he says, you'll go to hell and the lake of fire. And you'll say, when you're there, you'll say, oh my God, it is true. His word was true. So you really don't believe in him. When to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ means to believe on the word of God. In other words, the scriptures could read, believe on the word of God and thou shalt be saved, the whole word of God. And believe on the whole word of God to do what he says and thou shalt be saved. But if you don't do what he says, it's the same as witchcraft. All right, go ahead.
So, quote, let us draw near by faith to God with a true heart in full assurance of faith, unquote.
Right, to God, the word of God. Draw nigh to the whole word of God and be assured that it's true. All right, then what?
That was Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. God said true strength is, quote, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, his word, unquote. The true strong man of God is filled with powerful faith through the Holy Spirit, the word of God. The strong man of God will not allow any doubt to enter his temple because he fears the word of God, as the Apostle Paul stated, quote, but I keep my body under the subjection of the word of God, and bring it, my body, into subjection to the word of God, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself, a strong man, because of the faith I have in the powerful word of God, should be a castaway.
Oh, what does it mean to be under subjection to the word of God? That means that you see what he wants you to do and you do it. There's a false doctrine out today, very bad, that says we don't have to do any works. But the Apostle James says, I'll show you my faith by my works. What kind of a God would that be, that he would give you all these instructions of what to do in order to get into the kingdom of heaven, and just tell you to sit idle and watch the Antichrist take over the whole world, or to see its secular power, the Antichrist secular power to rule the world. The Lord says that the kingdom of heaven is not observed because the kingdom of God is within. And he says, when you go to preach to somebody, tell them the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven means that we don't go we say that God's kingdom is an unchangeable kingdom, and his word is ruled by his kingdom and settled there, and that everything must be ruled in this world by the word of God. And that means religion has to be changed to salvation, and that means secular power must become spiritual, or every one of them are going to hell. Okay, that because the kingdom of God, this democracy and republicanism and all this, they change the laws, but God's law never changes. It's never going to change, and never will change, and never has changed. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so you must say that nothing has changed. It's the same, and because God is a king, and kings don't let you change their laws. And he wants his will to be done here on earth as it is done in heaven. And so we must say the kingdom of heaven, and he saved us to rule. We are to rule this world with the rod of iron, which is his word. We're not allowed to use carnal weapons, but we are to use his word. That's the rod of iron. Anyone that his word is him. And so people should not feel that they have an inferiority complex to come up against the evils of this world. You're to come out bold, an ambassador from the kingdom of God, that we are the kingdom of God right here in this country, just the same as if you were an ambassador of the United States in Sweden, Poland, Czechoslovakia, any place. You are the United States there. You're not a Polak or for a person that is a Polish person or an Italian or a Frenchman, but you are in that country as an ambassador of the United States of America. And I heard one man say, if somebody slaps you on the face when you're unsaved, well, that's an insult. But if somebody slaps the ambassador of the United States on the face when you're in Poland or any other country, that's an international incident, and that could cause war. Amen?
Amen.
And so if you smite a person from the kingdom of heaven, that's an international incident, and it's better than a millstone that is so powerful and big that it could, has to be driven by an ox, be hanged about your neck, and you cast into the water. Amen?
Amen.
Down into the very depths of the ocean. It's an international incident to persecute any of God's children, his ambassadors from the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Then stand up, Christians, and be counted for. Okay? If you're really an ambassador from the kingdom of heaven, don't go for this garbage that they're saying here. You are here to make sure that people believe. You're to compel the gainsayer to enter into the house of the living God and to obey God. Because God is not a democracy or a Republican. He's not going to change. His word is the same, and you have to believe that in order to be able to penetrate that into other people's hearts and souls and minds. And the more you read the Bible, the more you're going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to go out there without being fully armed and armored with the word of God, because it's the same thing as entering into a war with atomic power to go out there with a paper hat and a little wooden sword and fighting this incredible atomic energy and so on. But the word of God is more powerful. God is more powerful than atomic energy and all the germ warfare and the chemical warfare and this whole evil system here on this earth. You're an ambassador from heaven with the word of God, and don't let anyone back you down. This kingdom here is here on earth now, and you make sure that more and more souls, judges, attorneys, presidents, kings, hear it and believe it and receive it and get saved and join the army of the Lord. It's very harmless. We're just here to save your soul. All right, and so much for that. Now let's get back into the literature.
As the Apostle Paul stated, quote, "But I keep under my body, I keep my body under the subjection of the Word of God, and bring it, my body, into subjection, subjection to the Word of God, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself, a strong man, because of the faith I have in the powerful Word of God, should be a castaway."
Yeah, the faith makes you strong enough to stand up against all the wiles of this earth, this world system that's in this world, in this earth. And so you've got to be very strong in the Lord, and you can't go out there attempting to give the world something from the kingdom of heaven if you yourself don't have it. If you yourself don't believe what God says, well, then get out of the battlefield, but all because all you're doing is causing people to doubt. That's why the Lord says, suffer not a novice to teach or preach, because you can't go out there and teach unless you're fully armed with the word of God, the knowledge of God, unless you're fully armed and armored with his word. And it takes some time to learn it and to rightly divide it. And what I'm telling you is the absolute truth. And I don't care if you're a judge or you're the president of the United States, you have to kneel down before my God, and I'm an ambassador from him telling you, you better do what he says. Amen?
Amen.
Because I'm not the average, I'm not a person that is like what you call your average minister. I am really from the Lord. I come from the kingdom of heaven. I am an ambassador. I'm not saying I'm the only one. Hopefully, for sure, I don't believe I am. But I'm certainly one of the lively spots here on this earth that knows God and knows what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
And you better do it, President Bush and Cheney, Mr. Cheney, and all you other folks in the White House, and you kings and Queen Elizabeth. You know very good and well. You have to take showers just like everybody else. Amen? You have to eat just like everybody else. You have to sleep just like everybody else. And you're going to have to stand before God just like everybody else. Okay? You're nothing more than a human being. And you better come to your senses for your own good. All right, then what else?
Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself, a strong man, because of the faith I have in the powerful word of God, should be a castaway, should be bound by doubt, entered into by one plus seven evil spirits, and on my way to hell in the lake of fire. By doubting God's word, his Holy Spirit, all strong men are bound, and their temples, their bodies, are entered into.
No, it's God's temple, which are their bodies, is what? Entered into. Just like it says in 2 Thessalonians, where Satan would come and enter into the temple of God, and the people would then be saying that they are God, because Satan in them will be saying that. If God's in you, he'll be saying that he's in you. But if Satan's in you, the temple of God is not the temple of God anymore. You've made the temple of God. You've desecrated and allowed Satan to come back in. And that's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. So that's why Paul guarded his temple, God's temple, which is his body, and he would beat it black and blue. In other words, he'd do anything to just stay saved, because he knows that those that continue to the end only shall be saved. You dastn't give up your faith, because your faith is your ticket, the key into the kingdom of heaven. By faith you're saved, and not just for a day, but for every day of your life. Okay, then go ahead.
By doubting God's word, his Holy Spirit, all strong men are bound, and God's temple, which are their bodies, are entered with evil spirits from the legions of Satan. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2 states, when the Son of God, the Word of God, appears incarnate, he would have, quote, no form nor comeliness, and when we saw that he had no beauty, we denied him, doubted him, unquote. That is why Jesus said people could reject his physical appearance, the Son of Man, and eventually have eternal life if they repented, but not reject, doubt the words he spoke. To doubt or reject the word of God, life's Holy Spirit, the same words Christ, Moses, the prophets, and the apostles spoke, is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, which is unforgivable both in this world and in the world to come. Satan must first make the strong man of faith doubt before he can enter him. All humans have a stubborn mental attitude. Our flesh always wants to doubt. We want to remember that, quote, without faith it is impossible to please God, unquote. Satan knows this fact very well and uses every kind of persecution, including affliction, bondage with false accusations, poverty, and persecution of every variety, to cause the servant of Christ and the world to doubt God's holy word and God's very existence. If, because of these things, one catches the damning disease of doubt, he will be completely destroyed by the entering of satanic unclean spirits. It is the word of God's will to heal anyone whose will it is to be healed, which means those who desire to have faith in God's word rather than to doubt him. It is Christ's will to heal you. As Jesus said, quote, be thou clean, unquote. Have faith, believe, and receive healing by faith in his word. Jesus said, quote, whosoever hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one, Satan, comes and snatches away the word, the strong Holy Spirit which has been sown in his heart. This is that which was sown on the roadside. That which was sown upon the rock, this is he who hears the word and immediately accepts it with joy, becomes a strong man, becomes born again. But it, the word of God, has no root in him, except for a while. And when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately stumbles. he doubts, gets bound by Satan, is entered into by demons, then destroyed. That which was sown among thistles, this is he who hears the word, but worldly thoughts and the deception caused by riches choke the word, and it becomes fruitless. Unquote. Again, he who doubts God's powerful holy word is bound, entered into, and condemned to an eternity in hell. God has spoken through the person of his Son. Quote, by faith he, Moses, forsook Egypt. Unquote. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27. Jesus, therefore, is deity spoken out of and into our world. Jesus lived what he spoke. To doubt the truth, the word of God, is to accept with preference the lies of Satan. But, quote, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Unquote. James chapter 5, verse 15.
Right, the Lord says, come and follow me. That means follow him in works as well. And the works, he says, all these signs will follow those that believe. That means you're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You're going to cast out demons. You're going to preach the word. You're going to lay hands on the sick and afflicted, the blind, and they shall see, and the lame, and they shall walk. And so if you don't have these signs following you, as I do, then you need to study the word more. First of all, you need to get saved, not to go to some religion, because religions, they change all the time. But the word of God never changes. Remember that. Okay, then what?
Quote, believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, and both you and your household will be saved, unquote. Believe in him, and you and your household shall be saved, strong, not bound by Satan, entered into and plundered. Quote, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he who does not believe, doubts, shall be condemned, unquote. Jesus said, quote, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Just as my Father has sent me, I am also sending you, unquote. In every race, there is both a starting and a finishing line. Why not start now before it's everlastingly too late? Those who continue in faith, doubting nothing in Christ to the end, shall be saved. The Apostle John wrote a letter to a group of strong men of faith. This statement was included, quote, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the body, the covetousness of the eyes, and the pride of material things. These things do not come from the Father, but from the world. Unquote. Will you choose to be one of the world's many doubters and spend eternity in hell with them? Or will you choose...
In hell and the lake of fire with it then? Because hell, death and hell should be cast into the lake of fire. Then what?
Or will you choose to be a man or woman of faith in God's powerful word, safely trusting in the word of God that created the heavens, the earth, and the fullness thereof, everything seen and unseen? Quote, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, unquote. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. I pray that you will choose rightly and become a strong man or woman of God by saying this prayer in faith to the one who will dissolve every one of your doubts with his word.
All right, now say this prayer along with me. If you're in a motor vehicle and you can find a spot to park, park. Whatever you're doing, stop for a half a minute here or a minute and say this prayer. Say, my Lord, say to God with all your heart and soul. Say it right to God. He, you know, even when you breathe, he hears your breath. He knows the very intents of your heart. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. So now say this to him, though, and mean it with all your heart and soul. My Lord and my God. Now say it. Have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. Say it. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Say it. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. Say it. And I believe that God raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Now on the heart, there's a knob only on the inside. Christ can't get in because there's no knob on the outside. So you have to open the door. I open the door of my heart, Lord Jesus, and I invite you into my heart. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Your word is infallible, it's true. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, if you're not driving a car or something like that, just raise your hands up now and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God, I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I'm, and read your Bible now, the King James Version, or if you're Hebrew, read the original Hebrew or the Aramaic and the Hellenic Greek, but read King James also, and start seeking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Ask for my literature. You can get it at the website. I've got hundreds of pieces of literature and thousands of tapes that you can listen to, and we'll ship them to you free of charge. The website is
alamoministries.com.
All right. So until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord.